From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. 10 Turkish human rights activists who were detained by police while attending a training workshop appear before a court in Istanbul on Monday to face possible charges. Amnesty International's Turkey researcher Andrew Gartner said this kind of thing has never happened to Amnesty International anywhere in the world in its entire history. Amnesty has called for the immediate release of the activists. It said the 10 are being investigated for membership in an armed terrorist organization. The Turkish parliament voted Monday to extend a state of emergency by 3 months, nearly a year after the state of emergency was implemented in the wake of a failed coup attempt. Earlier Monday, the Prime Minister's office had asked Parliament to extend the state of emergency, which was due to expire on Wednesday. About 250 people were killed and more than 2,000 others injured last year when a disgruntled army faction commandeered tanks and warplanes in an effort to overthrow President Recep Tayyip Erdogan after 15 years in power. 35 coup organizers were also killed. Since last year's coup, operating under the state of emergency, the Turkish government has dismissed at least 100,000 civil servants who it characterized as supporters of the aborted coup. The government has also arrested 50,000 people. 34 soldiers are missing after their ship capsized off Cameroon during a supply mission to the Bakassi Peninsula. Three of the crew of 37 were rescued after the vessel capsized early Sunday morning off the coast of Dobunsha. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. The European Union and Britain have begun the first substantive round of negotiations on their separation, with both sides saying it's time to proceed quickly. David Davis is Britain's Secretary of State for exiting the European Union. He spoke at the start of a four-day session on the proceedings.
We made a good start last month, but as Michelle says, we're now getting into the substance of the matter. And as you've heard, it's four categories, really. The issue of citizens' rights, the issue of finance, the issue of separation issues, and, of course, separately, Northern Ireland.
President Trump is continuing to defend his eldest son's meeting last year with a Russian lawyer he expected was going to hand him incriminating material about Trump's election challenger, Democrat Hillary Clinton. On his personal Twitter account, Trump said Monday, most politicians would have gone to a meeting like the one Don Jr. attended in order to get info on an opponent. That's politics. A new Washington Post ABC News poll said that 60% of those it surveyed believe the younger Trump's meeting with the Russian lawyer was inappropriate. Russia demanded Monday that the United States return two compounds that were ordered closed last year after the U.S. intelligence community concluded that Russia had interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov called the U.S. closure of the properties in the eastern states of New York and Maryland, quote, daylight robbery. In Moscow, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters, we consider it absolutely unacceptable to place conditions on the return of diplomatic property. We consider that it must be returned without any conditions and talking. Then U.S. President Barack Obama shut the compounds and expelled 35 Russian diplomats it accused of spying in December, less than a month before he left office, in response to the Russian election interference, a claim Moscow rejects. Russia's Supreme Court has rejected an appeal of its nationwide ban on the Jehovah's Witnesses religious denomination. The court on Monday rejected all defense motions, including one to have a religious studies scholar testify in its behalf. And Venezuela's opposition has called for a 24-hour general strike Thursday in an effort to further diminish the legitimacy of President Nicolas Maduro. The call for the strike was made Monday, the day of an unofficial vote in protest of Maduro's rule. You can find more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.